This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bean did an exceptional job bringing in the three guys to our room for sure. Just watching them early on, they're going to be guys that's going to help us play this year and going to make big-time plays. So I'm eager to see how fast they grow. And, I mean, they are already ahead of the curveball, I would say.
Ed Oliver.
On the rookies.
Many Bills fans would love a bounce-back season from number 91.
I'm one of them.
I am expecting it.
Yes,
you not have hoping to for it. I am expecting it.
You have to be expecting it at this
point. He is that good. It's just, you know, you just want to see the consistency there. You want to know why? That AFC Championship game, who was one of the few defensive linemen that I watched that I was able to trust in that game, was Ed Oliver, oddly enough.
Jordan Phillips, oddly enough, was also another one who you don't have
Phillips
to worry
had
about.
A great game, but
he set the Bills up to go down and win if you know that worked
yeah,
out. But
I mean,
that's why they beefed up the defense, though, because you don't want to rely on
Jordan Phillips. Exactly.
That told you everything you needed to know. So, and you got lucky.
On to better memories. Mm-hmm. I asked about training camp memories. You know, they're off today, but I figured I'd bring up a heartwarming topic to kind of get us started here, get us going this afternoon, because there's no updates. I don't get to check in with Sal today.
No, it's a quiet day.
It's a quiet day. So, but we are going to catch up with Alex Brasky at noon as well. But we're going to keep going with your phone calls. You all waited patiently through the break, so it's time to get back to the phones here. And we'll start with Mary in Fredonia. Mary, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Thank you for taking my call. My father owned a bar in Fredonia back in that time.
Oh, this is going to be great. I love it.
Oh, it was wonderful. I didn't go to see much of the practice because we had a lot of customers that came in because they came to watch the Bills, and they came to the bar because my dad charged a quarter for a draft in those days.
So wow.
I was busy pouring beer and selling things, but the one thing that I can always say is I made Bruce Smith laugh. And
yes.
I had been at M&T Bank, and I was standing at the teller window, and it took quite a while, and when I turned around, he was behind me, and he said, "Oh, my gosh, you're going to have a baby." And I looked down at my stomach, and I went, "How did that happen?" And he laughed.
Oh. Mary, well done, and thank you.
I said, "I've been here a long time. How did that happen?" And he laughed. So I made Bruce Smith laugh. So those are my two good memories about Fredonia.
Mary, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And
made us laugh.
I mean, quarter beers. Remember what I said about the $5 going a long way?
Yeah. At that point.
I guess so. More than I knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no, it's when you have the positive interactions, it changes a little bit of, like, you know, how you think about the team.
Yeah.
It goes into an even more positive direction.
Right.
When you have those kinds of interactions. We'll keep going here. Mark and Tonawanda, how you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. When I was a kid, I grew up in North Buffalo. The Bills would practice at Nichols High School.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, the football field was right along Colvin Avenue. And we'd walk right up to the field and talk to the guys. I was a little kid. I don't really remember a lot about who I was talking to. I remember meeting Jack Kemp. But the coolest thing, the Sabres used to practice at Dan Memorial Rink at Nichols High School. And we'd skip school and go to practice. And Tim Horton gave my brother a ride home in his Pantera that he shortly thereafter crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Schoenfeld gave us a ride home in his orange Corvette.
Oh, my gosh. The
guys would, just give us hockey sticks, which they'd give us autographed sticks, and we'd turn around and sell them to kids in the neighborhood, stupidly. But,
I mean,
it was just so different then, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's a story, though, at the very least. So you may not have the sticks, but you definitely have the story, though, at the least, Mark. So thank you for that.
Here's another story, if you want to hear it, a little bit off topic. We used to get tickets. One kid, we'd buy a ticket to a Braves game.
Mm-hmm.
One kid would use the ticket, go in, and open a door for the rest of us to sneak in.
Oh, man.
Hey, sometimes you got big players make big plays, Mark, so I appreciate the call.
That's awesome,
though.
Yeah.
It is different that back then, though, too. Like, I don't think any of us could try that operation.
No, not today.
Even when we were kids.
They make you scan before you walk through the metal detector now. Mm-hmm. So, like, they would know who's going in. You're not sneaking in anywhere.
Like, when I'm a kid, it's still even that much different. So, mm-hmm. That is another part of it. We keep going here. Ron in Ohio, welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Well, hey, guys. Well, we're going to have to go back to the Kemp era again.
Hey, we're here for it.
Yeah, 1960 when the Bills entered, or when the AFL was actually created there,
mm-hmm.
I was 12, so I'm that guy. You know, I've been a Bills fan forever, but they used to have camp out on the Knox Farm in East Aurora in the early 60s there.
Wow.
And a lot of people obviously would go out there and stuff, but this was in the 60s, so the place was kind of looking like a lawn fete, like a church lawn.
Yep.
You know, there was fence and ropes, kept barriers and that, but everybody kind of intermingled real well, and you got to see all the players, obviously, and stuff, and they'd chat with you and stuff. But every once in a while, Paul McGuire, who was our punter, and you probably remember him, he was a broadcaster for a long time, and he was a punter. He'd see if there was like 10, 12 of us there. I was only there 3 or 4 times, but the times I were, he'd walk out with a football, wave it in the air, and he'd go over and pick a small spot, and we could shake punts from him for a little while, you know, kind of give everybody a thrill. Well, he'd have everybody spread out, but obviously, just like watching 5-year-olds play soccer, everybody's on the ball. So as soon as he punted, everybody would run into the point of impact, and there was some scrums like you wouldn't believe where people were crashing into each other, and usually bruises and elbows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you got hurt, the more war whoops there was, and that was kind of it. And then he'd do that, and that was the end of it for the day. So everyone got together and saw their bruises and who won the Purple Heart for the day and that, but that was kind of an indirect relationship with some of the players that shared with us back then. This would be like 63, 64, 65, those guys, Zestak and that crew. So,
Ron, thank you. I love that, especially because of, as he says it, the ball goes, kids gather. That is true in anything. Like, you even look at, like, for example, like modern day T-ball. Ball's there, kids are piling in.
Yep.
Like that punt leaves his foot. I can only imagine.
It's like a game of jackpot at that point.
As Rod said, the Purple Heart of the day for fielding the punts. He's getting his reps in,
mm-hmm.
and the kids are having a blast. Like that's a unique interaction in and of itself, too.
That's awesome.
Like who got the ball? Who got the ball that day?
Yeah. Who got the good old pigskin?
Who got the ball? Who got the most bruises?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Those are the bragging rights that day.
Yep. And look, still talking about it to this day.
It's a story.
You're fielding punts.
Yes. You're fielding punts from Paul McGuire.
That's awesome.
I don't get to say that.
Nope. I do enjoy hearing about the Kemp era and just seeing how different it was.
Yeah, because like we have zero idea.
We just talked to Mark, and even just on a Sabres note, he mentioned players driving them home.
Yeah.
Like Tim Horton drove them home. Like what? Like that would never happen today.
Yeah, Schoenfeld and Horton giving rides home. Like,
yes. Giving sticks out without any. Like,
admitting unofficially that they skipped classes.
Yes.
You know, like,
off the record.
Off the record.
But on.
Don't worry. We got you.
imagine that coming back that far.
Your parents. You did what?
Yeah. It's really intriguing to hear the past to now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a different beast now.
Yeah.
This is a almost sporting event to watch practice.
Right. And there's far more security detail now in the days. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
There's live broadcasts from there.
There's live broadcasts. Us, like sideline is doing reports.
Yes. CBS Sports is there.
We're shoving Nate there tomorrow.
Yes.
Like, everything. There is so much more of a fanfare to it nowadays that you won't get. Like practicing at Knox Farm.
Knox Farm. Even Nichols, a high school. Yes. Private high school, but
still
at that point you have the Bills and Sabres.
Still relatively accessible.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get in there.
Mm-hmm. I used to play hockey there.
Or one kid buys Buffalo Braves tickets, finds a door to prop, and they were able to sneak others in unofficially. We're not talking about anything.
That is one thing I wish I could have experienced.
We are not narcs.
I wish I could have experienced a Braves game. Whenever I hear people talk mm-hmm. about them, that is one thing where I'm like, oh, if I had a time machine. I'd go.
And I feel like the question of, like, would Buffalo be able to support a basketball team? The answer is absolutely.
I think Buffalo can support any team.
They could.
Because look at the NLL team for a league that's
look at the
not
ratings.
The biggest.
Look at the ratings for the EPL.
Yes.
I think it's on NBC Sports still.
I think so, yeah.
It's like, yeah, Buffalo's the top-rated market in the U.S. Buffalo can support anything.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sports town. Through and through. There's plenty of jokes to say about it. But at minimum, they're loyal.
Yeah. We've been loyal to the crest.
Everyone's loyal to the crest.
And hearing all these stories, you just know everyone is. Because at that point, there was a lot of darkness after a lot of these training camp stories for a good stretch. There was just not a lot going on. And even earlier with the caller about Sammy Watkins, Aaron Williams, like, that wasn't the best of times. Like,
it wasn't the best
was
of times.
That was just starting to get to the point of playoff contention.
We're getting close to breaking the drought.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there's a player he mentions in there that's part of it, and Taylor.
Tyrod, yeah. So that's got to be a year or two
probably
out.
Probably like 2014 or 15.
Something like that, yeah. One, two, three years out from breaking the playoff drought.
I think it's 2015.
Because Sammy Watkins is still there, and he was not.
He was dealt the year they would make it.
Yeah, yeah. What a time to think about. Just looking at some of these. This has also made me think. Hearing these names are making me think drought teams now. And this is a problem.
But that's fun. That's the fun of it, is that different people have different eras that they went to training camp. And that's why it was a fun little warm-up exercise here today.
Mm-hmm.
Is to get into the good feels. To kind of get us warmed up here today for. We are going to be talking about practice.
We are.
We're going to be talking a lot about practice. especially starting at noon when we have Alex Brasky joining us. But first, before that, we got business to conduct.
We do.
You know what that is. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.